Dr. Rob Congdon, always giving us information that seemingly is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, indeed, the European Union, precursor to the revived Roman Empire, is going to play a key role in the end times. One of the reasons that Dr. Rob Congdon is one of our broadcast partners. Right now, we go to Europe once again. We're going into Hungary, where we're going to make contact with our son, our oldest son, Jim Jr., who is at the Word of Life Bible Institute in Hungary, teaching the book of Revelation. And Jim, it's quite unique. There you are in Hungary at the Word of Life Bible Institute. I'm talking to you from Word of Life Canada, also teaching the book of Revelation. Like father, like son. How's it going over there in Hungary with those students?
Well, all I can say, Dad, is we are living in exciting times, that's for sure. We're teaching here and having a great time going through the book of Revelation.
When you're talking to the young people, and this is the way it is for me here in Canada, it excites me so much not only to be able to have an opportunity to have a group of young people who have set their priorities. They want to spend some time a year away from the rest of the world studying the Word of God, and in particular, the prophetic Word of God. But what is exciting to me as well, these young people, should the Lord tarry the rapture of the church, are going to carry us into the next generation. And you and I both have this opportunity to teach Bible prophecy, to lay the foundation, should the Lord wait until maybe we're gone and that next generation comes on the scene, and they'll understand how to teach Bible prophecy at that time. Now, we have some young people from Brazil here. We have some from America, all across Canada. The different provinces are represented here at the Word of Life Bible Institute. What about where you are in Hungary? Is that the same case with the student body there?
It sure is, Dad. Nine different countries the students are from, and that would be Canada, the United States, Hungary, of course, since this international schools in Hungary, Brazil, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Romania, Poland, Italy. I mean, I almost lose track of all the students that are here, and they are learning to live a consistent life in this Christian life, a committed life, and a life full of character, developing that character while they're here at these schools studying God's Word.
That so impresses me. I know that all four of our children, our son Jim Jr., who we're talking with right now, his oldest sister Leslie, and his younger sister Jody, and of course his younger brother Rick, all going to the Word of Life Bible Institute in Scroon Lake, New York, giving them a foundation of biblical truth as they would then begin their life and their ministry in life as well. And to think that we can replicate ourselves in some 12 or 13 different countries of the world teaching these young people the way we are today. That's exciting to me. Well, there's something else I wanted to talk to you about, Jim. That is the fact that about, 6 or 8 months ago, we started a documentary on the revival of the Roman Empire and also how religion plays a role in that revival of the Roman Empire. And we have finished almost all of it up. I believe that at the end of this week, we're going to have it ready for release to the public. It's entitled Rome Rising, Religion and Rulers. Man, this is an exciting project we've been involved in, Jim. I'm looking forward to getting it out there, letting those who want to learn about how the revived Roman Empire is coming into place through the use of religion as well. This is exciting, isn't it?
It is, Dad. You know, this video is set in three different countries, Israel, Ephesus, which is in Turkey, and in the city of Rome, in Rome, Italy. It was exciting shooting it in each one of those locations as God opened up the door. I mean, here we are, we're shooting video in the Vatican. We're working in St. Peter's Basilica. We're working out in the courtyard around the city of Rome. And it was just amazing. There's a lot of information in this video about the revival of the Roman Empire and about the false church that Revelation 17 talks about.
you know, with that camera that you had. It's somewhat of a still photo looking type camera, but it's actually a video camera. And we were right there inside the church, the mother church for Catholicism, right there in Rome, Italy. We're able to do some stand-ups. I was able to teach inside. We stepped outside there in that great courtyard, and many times that thing has filled with maybe 100,000, 200,000 people. The Pope may be addressing them, but I taught the book of Revelation, chapter 17. I don't see how you held that camera so steady so long while I was teaching that whole chapter.
Well, I'm sure we had many guardian angels around us that were keeping not only the police, but all the officials from the Vatican away from us as you taught Revelation 17.
It was a very important time. And what a backdrop to teach one of the key passages of Scripture as it relates to the first half of the tribulation period. The title of this new documentary DVD, Rome Rising, Religion and Rulers, I believe it's going to be on the market, in the marketplace, within the week. So you be sure to look at it. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Maybe they'll even have a place there that you can pre-order this video and possibly get a special price. Now, as I'm saying this live on the air, I hope somebody's listening and will follow through taking care of that. But Jim, you know, the documentary method of teaching is a unique way. You've done a documentary now on Esau and the Palestinians, where the Palestinians came from, one on the preparations to build the next temple. These are exciting videos, one on the Garden of Eden. This is a unique way, a teaching tool that's effective. There's an audio and a visual aspect to it, and this is the way to teach today, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, Dad, a lot of people come to us and say, you know, I wish I could teach like you teach or your father teaches, and, you know, it'd be so much easier if there was some way that we could get this information out to our church. Well, you know, we're only two people. We can only get to so many places. But people can buy this. They can watch it for their own information, for their own study, and then they can give it away. They can show it in their church, in their Sunday school, and home meetings. And most of all of these, or some of them, we do have workbooks that go with them. I know we did Revelation, the walkthrough. So a lot of these, we have study guides that will go with them that can you can follow along. They are divided up into sections, so if you need to watch a 12-minute or 15-minute section here or there, you can spread it out. And it's a great teaching tool and a great piece of equipment to add to your resources that you have.
This is our latest documentary. It's entitled Rome Rising, Religion and Rulers. It'll be available within the week. You can pre-order it by going to our website, prophecytoday.com, a documentary on the revival of the Roman Empire and how religion plays a key role. Well, Jim, you're so busy, man. You're teaching there at the Word Life Bible Institute. You're helping us produce and being the executive producer of our documentaries. But you've got some more work to do. You're headed to Israel right after you finish there in Hungary. You're going to lead the tour with me. We're going to co-host and co-teach in that tour, so maybe each of us will have a little bit more free time than we do today.
You know, I'm looking forward to that. I have another week of teaching here, and then I will join the group in Israel. You're going to join us. I look forward to meeting you, and that first morning when you're there, you're going to be teaching in the Jezreel Valley, the Valley of Megiddo, where you're going to be talking about the battle that takes place, the Battle of Armageddon in the book of Revelation.
That is always an awesome experience. And I don't think I've ever taught there at Megiddo without having tears come to my eyes thinking about what's going to indeed happen in the future. Friends, I don't know. Maybe there might be a seat or two left. If you are at all interested, we're going to do Israel, we'll do Jordan going over to Petra, and then Judy and I are going to take a group and we're going to go over to Hungary, the seven churches of Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and then on to Rome, where we will then teach some of the things you'll find on our new documentary DVD, Rome Rising. And this is going to be a great tour. So if you need information, you want to see if there's a spot that you could fill in and go along with us, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to Joshua Travel, or you can call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298, and ask for Jody. She can give you all the information that you'll need. Jim, do a good job in teaching those young people, because they are going into that next generation, should the Lord tarry. We want them to have the truth. And rest up, buddy. We'll see you in Israel. That's going to be a fun time.
I'm looking forward to it, Dad.